You've lost your mind.
That's what a vocal warm-ups they use for like plays and stuff to get your lips and face muscles going.
I think I need to turn up just a hair.
Okay.
Her hearing's going out.
Yeah, it's just a little bit, a little too loud.
That better?
It's too loud? Just a hair.
A hair too loud?
Yeah, just a hair. I think that works. That's good.
My hearing is something I try to take good care of. A lot of my friends listen to their music so loud. And they have...
I used to.
They have our whole lives. And I mean, they're my age. And I have one male friend. He's already starting to like lose partial hearing. But he would like, especially in the car. I hate that when you're in the car with someone and they have the music up real loud. Mm-hmm. You know, up to where you can both sing and, you know, but not to where you're like...
Yeah, I don't. I used to.
Don't mind me, Kim. I'm just over here doing my own thing.
I'm gonna take some too. Got dressed as Fred. My titties out.
Josh, when are they not?
My shirt matches the color of my cord. Isn't that cool?
That is cool, look, Kim.
It's got a rainbow. It's got gay pride.
Yeah, that was a fun photo shoot.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
And don't worry, you guys. I'm sure yours will turn out fine.
Josh, you are just hilarious. I did post some of the teaser photos on our Patreon. Yeah, and they are loving them.
Are they the same ones that
I sent you guys? Yeah.
Well, I know you were taking some when she was doing the computer one.
Yeah.
I know you took some there, but you didn't send those.
I did. I sent you one.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I'm telling you, you didn't.
I swear I should have. I'm pretty certain. Did I send it to you, Josh?
Yeah.
See, Kim, at least one of us got it.
You probably
I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go, Kim. I was like, I know I selected the same pictures and sent them to you both.
You know she ain't tech savvy.
I know.
Bless her.
So I just want to set up for our listeners what happened this morning. We had a photo shoot in downtown Wabash at one of our dear friends' photo shop place. What do they call that?
Studio. Just like what we're in right now.
Right, Josh. Mm-hmm. I should have known. But her name is Kaylee, and she's amazing. And one of the things I really like about when you take photos with Kaylee is that she gets really into it. So she'll start laughing.
And I wasn't expecting it. But I was like, I'm sitting there trying to do like
it really
smolder.
Eggs you.
And I'm like,
It really eggs you on to, you know, to play the part.
Yeah. And she's so creative and very, very good. But
I'm really excited. And this is coming from a woman that absolutely hates to have her picture taken.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I cannot stand to have my pictures taken.
Oh, I know.
But it was so much fun. I cannot wait for them.
I know. It's going to be like just waiting on pins and needles.
I told her.
Waiting for them.
Yeah,
I told her. She's going to do my drag photo shoot.
Yeah.
I would like you there, Kim.
Yeah,
I'll be fine.
I'll come.
But it's my two favorite things, looking in a mirror and getting my picture taken. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I told her, I said, we're going to be waiting very anxiously.
Right.
She says, I'll try to get you some sneaks out real soon.
Good.
Like, all right. Hurry up. I'm going to see.
But it was funny because we let Josh go first, which was really the wrong thing to do.
Well, thank you guys.
But it did make us pushed us, I felt.
I think so, yeah.
Yours wouldn't have been as good if you didn't see.
Right. There would have been no artifacts.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been into the part as much if he hadn't gone first. I think he kind of broke the ice, so to speak.
Right.
I'm good at that.
Breaking the ice.
Breaking the seal.
Now, I did like that we all three worked together to come up with ideas for other photos. So that I think that worked out really well. Yeah.
She had plenty of props. I love a good prop. Yes.
Josh had a knife, a little sword.
I
did.
I had a magnifying glass.
I had to get one where it looked like I was stabbing you, Kim. I just couldn't resist.
Now, see, they didn't trust me with a knife because I probably would have.
Yeah. Or dropped it.
You would. Right. You love me.
I sure do,
You
Kim.
Do because and I love you so much right now because you stopped to get tea and
I know
and I you got me one. I haven't had one in so long.
Does he love you?
No.
He does because like it tastes you love so him. Good.
That's one of my driving songs.
Oh, man.
The Reba McEntire duet. Does he love you? I sing both parts but different keys. Gotta do different key.
That's talent.
Thank you. So I have a wide throat, extra vocal cord. Mm.
That's what he puts on his grinder, too. Wide throat, ready for the load.
You nasty asses, I swear.
Hey, if God hated gays, he would have gave me a gag reflex.
That's true.
You hear that, government?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I agree.
So, guys, I've had a lot of changes since we have recorded last.
Yes. You have.
You're a woman now.
Yes, I am, Josh. I am. My name is Tina. But no,
Tina.
Could you have not picked something better than that?
I know. Well, that's the first thing that came
nothing,
to my mind.
Nothing bad against Tina. Our patrons
or listeners are Tinas.
Right. Yeah, then we love that name. That's our favorite. Yeah.
Every Tina I know has just been an energetic woman.
Oh, sure.
Like, does 100 things, 100 miles a minute.
Okay.
Kind of like Tina, the drug.
It's a drug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no
the things you learned on Grindr. Because, you know, I do not partake in drugs, and I do not want to be around
it. I never have either.
But the other people, they have to get, like, blown off their ass to be with a man, apparently. And I'm so naive to where party and Tina and ice are the code words I've realized.
Oh, wow.
And this is from trial and error, because the guy would be like, do you party? And I'm like, no, I don't really go out to bars very much. I'm quite a homebody. Mm-hmm. And they like block you because they're like dumbass. Or one guy was like, do you know Tina? And I'm like, no, who's she? And they're like, it's
never mind.
I'm not sure what kind of drug it is, but yeah, nothing I want.
Are you sure you want that white?
Yeah, because in the video last time I was so dark, I couldn't see my face.
I just don't want you to bleed out.
Is it too?
Yeah, are you able to turn the brightness down? I might be able to do it on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a lot better, Josh. Oh, look at there.
Is mine okay?
There we go.
Do I need to change mine to white?
No. No, I think because you're closer to the window that you got, you're fine.
Yeah, you're well lit. Well hung.
But anyway, guys, so I was serving as the vice president of the downtown Wabash board. Mm-hmm. We weren't able to find a new director, so then I took the role and I've paused school for now. But I have some fun things, like funny experiences that I've experienced. So one of them, of course, I drive a Cybertruck, and I don't flaunt it. I just drive it, you know. So I was parked downtown every day since I've been doing this. And I have like a sort of employee. He is an employee of sorts, but whatever. So I have this employee, right? A little part-timer. And he came in yesterday or the day before that. I can't remember. Anyway, so he came in and he's like, I don't know who owns that Cybertruck out there, but every time I see it, I just get so mad. And I was like, oh, why? And he's like, I don't know, just something about it just makes me so angry. And I was like, yeah, I get that.
Could it be because it's ugly?
Well, what I've learned is, so he is a gay male.
Oh, yeah.
And I have learned.
They're heated. They call them Tess S-Slas.
Oh, that's funny.
There's another one for the Cybertruck, but I can't remember.
Mm. You'll probably think of it. Yeah. But I've learned that gay men or boys, whatever you call them, they do not like it. Women do not like it. And it's really only straight men who think that it even looks cool.
Yeah.
I've noticed this from my conversations. But it's also this weird thing, too, because like typical Tesla people, like people who like EVs, like more liberal people, hate it. Absolutely despise it.
Just because of Elon's involvement in it.
Yeah,
not
true.
Which, you know, you educated me some on that.
Yeah, he doesn't have full control over that company anymore.
And right.
So, I mean, that's not why I don't like it. I just don't like the looks of it.
I had friends text me and was like, what'd you say to your brother about that Cybertruck after Elon's little
salute?
And I said, you know, I explained to her what you told me, how he doesn't, like, I thought he came up with a company. It was all his brainchild from, you know, ground level to what it is now.
Right.
I didn't realize it was like X where he bought into it.
Yeah, which I think most people surprised. Do that. I think most people don't know that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, it shocks people that Tesla is one of the most friendly gay, like, companies to work for if you're gay or transgender.
Right. And I chalked it up to, you're my brother, and it makes you happy.
Right.
And that's all I'm going to say
about it. Well, and you know what's funny is that I didn't buy it because I thought that it looked really cool. I didn't, like, none of that.
Right.
I just like electric vehicles.
You've it's never bought anything because it was looked cool.
Right. So I like electric vehicles because it's convenient, but I'm also 6'9". And I don't fit well into
vehicles. There's only a couple options.
And so even the Mystery Machine Tesla, it's a Model X.
I love the Mystery Machine.
I like it, but I don't have nearly as much room as the truck. And I have a full bed. Like, a lot of people see it, and for some reason, it doesn't click that it has a full cab. So, like, you can fit 6 people in it, basically, 5 people. But it also has a big truck bed. So that's very convenient for me.
Comes in handy.
I just had a thought.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord help us.
No. What?
It won't fit a body.
Right.
Now you're like, what? I just thought that since you put your school on hold and you're doing this other role for now.
Yeah.
I thought, when we go to Colorado for Crime Con, are we going to drive now?
Oh, we might. Yeah, we could. Because the nice thing is it's so, like, my position, I'm in charge. So it's so flexible.
I'm really that starting to not handy. Like him.
Right. But, oh my gosh, Kim, I forgot to tell you this. They are forcing me, as the new director, put my hands in handcuffs and dragging me along. They are forcing me in, I think it's April, to go to Philadelphia. Ooh. And I have to stay in a hotel for a week downtown across from the courthouse where all of the fun history stuff is.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
There is a conference that I have to go to, but it doesn't last all day. And I have seen so many really good tours of places because Philadelphia is popping with history.
And you said crime. April. Mm-hmm. So it'll be, you know, warm. Warmer than last time we were in the area.
I am so excited.
Kim's giving you stink eye.
I know. I can feel it. I'm not looking over there.
I have to have a big girl job now. I got to be able to pay my bills so I can't go.
Get to hooking.
I didn't choose to go. They're forcing me.
Oh, they're forcing you.
Basically pushing me out the door.
I just see the hurt on your face.
I'm hurting.
Yeah, you're hurting all right.
So that employee I told you about who doesn't like Cybertrucks to this day has no idea that's mine.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't tell?
No. I thought
one day he's going to see you get out of it.
I know. And then he's going to be like, oh, he could fire me, you know. But I wouldn't do that because I'm a nice person.
I told my boss he's a jackass.
Right.
Without, you know.
I did tell him. So I noticed, like, whenever I text him or he texts me, like, he has horrible anxiety. And so, like,
it's a gay thing.
Well,
in Indiana, gay thing.
Right.
Too many guns.
So I've told him many times, I'm like, hey, I'm very laid back. Like, if you ever think that you're going to upset me by saying something or that you feel like you may overstep, that's not it. I was like, if you feel like I need to meet Shane today, but you can't come in, that's fine. I don't care. Like, I'm very laid back. So that's like, I told him that it reminded me of you because he's like, well, to be honest with you, like, I will overthink something to death. Like, if I'm going to something and someone tells me that, oh, hey, we just changed locations last minute, I'm not going.
Yep.
And I was like,
I need a day to think about this.
Yeah. I feel like that's Josh.
I guess I mean, I'm that way also.
Sure.
I had the boss at work come out the other day and say, hey, when you have a chance, could you come to my office? And I'm like, shit, what did I do now? Did I do this? Did I do that?
Stink
what did
face.
I, right.
You know, what I did, I had to do something. I'm getting in trouble, you know, and mind was just going 100 miles an hour going, I'm going to get fired. But it had absolutely nothing to do with that.
Well, the nice thing about this position that I took is that I don't need it. So it's nice because, like, a lot of people work, like you. Like, when your boss calls you to the office, you get this anxiety, like, oh my God, am I going to get fired? Then I have to, like, stress for a while to, like, find a new job. Am I going to have to go hoeing? And I don't care. So I also was part of the board, so I know how the board works. And I know, like, their viewpoint on things and how to work with them well.
So did they replace you on the
they're
board?
Going to, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, but I'm going to hire a new full-time projects manager position full time. Do you know how lucky this person is going to be to work with me?
I live way too far away.
I can't do it.
I know.
Bless
because I would have done it in a heartbeat.
It's going to be such a fun position. So I'm really excited to hire someone. And like when I'm not in a hurry to fill it. So I want to make sure that it's the right fit. Like what I've learned about myself is when I work with someone, I want to bounce ideas off of you. I don't want you to be a yes or no person.
Right.
So I just
if you don't like an idea, let me know.
Or
so far you're describing me.
Right.
Okay, I know. Keep going.
Or it
that's
allows
stupid
you to,
as hell.
It allows you to like feed off ideas. Mm. So like for example, I want to come to them and be like, okay, I have a crazy idea and I want them to be like, let me hear it. I'm excited too. Like this excites me. Let's figure this out. Like I want someone similar to that type of style. That's my ideal.
Because you're always doing that to me. Hey, I have this idea.
I know. I'm like, hey, I have a crazy idea. I feel like I've done that to Josh too, but he doesn't perform well with that. So I try not to do that. Block. You've been blocked.
A lot of times, I mean, most of the time, I'll take a few minutes, especially if it's a text, you know, when you're texting me, hey, I got this idea or whatever. I won't answer him right away. I'll mull it over for a few minutes. Let me process it, you know, run it through my mind, the pros and the cons and that, before I ever respond to him.
Well, because you just never know with you. It could be something as simple as I'm going to get my eyebrows waxed, to like I'm going to have a wall in my house taken down. And
I'm a little offended.
I'm going to sell everything that I own and I'm moving to Florida.
Right.
You never know what he's going to do.
Hey, if it doesn't warm up soon, I might. But Josh, I have a little bone to pick with you. Uh-oh. Why did you jump straight to, I got my eyebrows waxed? Are you trying to give me some hints?
Well, we are from a very hairy family.
Yes, that's true.
Well, you take after that side. I don't.
This is so embarrassing. I'm going to say it. So I go to a barber to get my hair cut. And I've realized that at 35, I'm going to be 36 this year. I'm going to cry.
The ears.
Yeah, he starts shaving my head, and then all of a sudden, he like shaved a hair that's like on my earlobe.
He don't warn you either. He's just I had no idea. No, I had hair there.
I didn't until either.
He's just like, bzz, bzz, okay.
Yeah, I was all freaked out. Like, that ruined my day. I was like, I've turned into this old man that I don't recognize.
Okay, so at least you guys are hairy anyway, and so that people don't really notice that as much. When you're a woman and you have a great big black hair growing from your chin, people are going to notice that.
Hey, chinny chin.
I keep tweezers in the car now, because that's usually, I'll see them in the rearview mirror and I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, our grandpa had a patch of hair coming out of the tip of his nose.
Really?
When he was like, you know, 60s plus, but
something to look forward to.
I sit a lot with my hand up to my face, you know, under my chin.
Hide as much of it as you can.
Or I lean on my hand or whatever. So I'm always feeling, because you can tell if it's a, you know, because it's just a little coarser than just normal peach fuzz for a woman. So you can feel and you're like, oh, man, I need to check that out tonight when I get home. You know? I'll go home and I'll forget all about it. And the next day I'll be at work and I'll be sitting there messing around. Dang, I forgot about that. I need to check that when I get home. And a lot of times you feel it way, way before you ever see it.
Or one of those men in her basement will come up and they'll start complaining.
You're tickling my balls too much with your hair on your chin.
Hey, yes. I threatened a woman to put her down there with all them men the other day.
Kim, you're going to change teams?
No, I'm not changing teams.
She's got the haircut for it.
My favorite, one of my favorite girls at work is quitting and moving to Florida.
Aww.
And I keep telling her that she's not allowed to go.
Hope she can.
Then I'm going to put her in the basement with all the men, so she has to stay here.
Well, that would be a perk. Josh would like to. That sounds like a perfect ideal situation for Josh.
Wouldn't be my first time in a basement with a lot of men.
Hey, only one of us have been to a circle jerk. Let's remember
that. That's true. That's very true.
Is today Kim's mystery today or Josh's?
Today is my mystery.
Okay. So, Kim, before you get started on your mystery, I have a couple of Barbara Flapdoodle Fest words that I wanted to share. Now, a couple of these I may have already done, but we'll find out. Like, I've done so many that I can't keep track, and so I'll see one.
That's how I'm getting with our mysteries.
I know. Well, I already did one of, like, I redid half of yours. But, like, each time I see it, I'm like, I don't remember if I did this one, but I really like it. So I'm going to include it, even if I really don't care. Okay, so the first one.
If they don't like it, they can skip forward a couple seconds.
I know. Snollygoster.
Snollygoster?
Yeah, Snollygoster. You have done that one before.
Okay. So I will skip that one then. All right. This one is called a mum chance. A mum chance. Mum chance.
Mum chance.
Mum chance. It's one word. Mum chance.
No clue.
It's an ineffectual or bungling individual. A person prone to clumsiness or incompetence.
I'll own up to it.
I've met several. Incompetence.
That's about right, Kim. That word dates back to the early 17th century. It's an obscure term that was very popular among the upper classes as a lighthearted word, but gradually it vanished from everyday use by the 19th century.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Who knew?
I have one more. Dunderwhelp.
Dunderwhelp?
Dunderwhelp. A dunderwhelp.
I've never heard that one either.
Sounds kinky.
It does. Mm. Touch me, my dunderwhelp.
Does it have anything to do with a dungeon?
So it's a clumsy or slow-witted fellow, often mentioned with a touch of affectionate humor. It's thought to have originated in British dialects in the 18th century. The term combines dunder, or doll, with whelp, which means young offspring. And it paints a picture of someone that really lacks agility, like some fun agility. Its charm it has endured only until the language modernized in the most recent centuries. But that is my Barbara Flapdoodle Fest words.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Two different words for dumbasses this week. Do you have a good week?
Yeah, well, you know.
You have no annoyances this week?
I do. Oh, okay. I'll give you one. Okay. So got this new position, throwing myself into it. I'm so busy. So I was in the office the other day and they have Comcast. I absolutely cannot stand Comcast. And I think it all just goes back to this moment where I had Comcast many years ago and it just wouldn't work. Just stopped working one day and I call them and they couldn't fix it. They sent someone out, they couldn't fix it, but they were still trying to charge me for it. And it was this whole thing for like a full month.
They're crooks.
And I'm telling you, like they just kept raising the prices and I was like, nope, done with it. But anyway, I go into this situation with them having Comcast. So immediately I'm thinking, I'm canceling that and I'm going to get something else because there's Metronet right down the road. Yeah. So I'm just going to switch to that because I'm not dealing with Comcast. And also, they have a landline phone. I don't want that. No. The first time I was down there, I'm like, I heard it ring and I'm like, what is that noise?
Someone ripped that out of the wall.
Yeah. Oh.
We don't do ringtones here.
And just leave a voicemail. I'll call you back when it's convenient for me.
Send an email.
Yeah, right. Ugh. Right. But anyway, so I thought, okay, I'm going to cancel it. Well, I go to cancel it and they want to charge. And mind you, this is a nonprofit that runs the downtown. They want to charge us like $2,000 to cancel.
Jesus.
And I thought, in what world? Your service isn't even worth $2,000.
No, it's a landline. You should be grateful someone's still using it.
Right. Why is that not obsolete? So I'm trying to like complain to them enough to get them to.
That's ridiculous. To do
right. Yeah, I know. That is stupid.
Their cancellation fee is the remainder of. Because apparently the last director signed a contract.
A contract.
And so in order to cancel it, you have to pay.
Right.
The entire 2 years. And I thought, that is so stupid. I would not have signed that contract. No. That is not a good decision.
Isn't that the way Verizon is?
Well, now you know why they're not the
director. If you sign a contract, but most of the time, there is no contract anymore. But anyway, so the issue that I've really been having with them, it's not even the landline thing, is that they have Wi-Fi, and it is so crappy. First of all, the download speed is okay. It's like 150 or whatever. The upload speed is 20. Absolutely despise it. It's so stupid. Like, we're in a downtown. Why is this so slow?
Yeah, really, because, I mean, mine at home is about that, and I live way out in the sticks.
I have a gigabyte up and down here, out in the, like, way far out in the middle of nowhere. So, don't even with me with this 20 up. But anyway, so that's not even the worst part, the speed thing. The worst part is that it's so unreliable. At points, it will work for maybe a couple hours, and then it will pause, like it's taking a pee break or something.
Union break.
Yeah. So that is my biggest annoyance, all wrapped up into one. One, unreliable internet. I've unplugged that stupid router many times, trying to reset it. Okay. It's not working. And two, that in order for me to cancel it and move on to a more reliable and trustworthy source, they want the full balance of that 2-year contract.
That's crazy.
How much longer does the 2 years have?
A year. So I'm trying to argue with them that, look, this is a nonprofit, first of all, so why are you going to charge this? And number two, we have a new director. At some point in time, I don't think that contract should be void.
Right.
I feel like it should be void because
that person no longer works for the organization.
Exactly. So that's
I'm trying to argue. Trash.
But also, the icing on the cake for this annoyance.
I like icing.
And a little cherry on top. Mm-hmm. Is when I call Comcast to deal with this, I am on hold for 2 hours every time. So I put my phone on mute.
Because everyone's calling to complain and get their internet working.
No doubt. No doubt. So by the time I get someone on the phone, like I know it's not their fault. They're just the person that's representing the company. But I kind of like, I'm a little mean. You know, I'm like, look here.
They set him up to fail.
I know. I couldn't work for them. Like, I don't hate myself that much.
Well, no matter how nice you are after 2 hours of on hold, you're
going to be a little bitter. No kidding.
We'll revisit this subject because I have some things to say.
Okay.
On Unmasked.
Perfect.
I can't do that.
Okay.
On the normal.
They cut our porns off.
Yeah, right.
Well, Kim, do you have your mystery ready? Are you ready for it?
You complained because it was 6 pages long.
I know. I mean, is it
we all just know for you this? Have trouble reading.
Right,
I
right.
This is just for me to kind of go by. This is just a reminder.
Now, don't, I have a big drink here, so don't you, if I drink this whole thing during this mystery, you know it's going to be too long. I have ADHD. You have to be careful.
It's not going to be too long. So I decided, because I do have such a problem in, you know, doing that type of thing, that I'm going to start watching documentaries. And a lot of my things will be about documentaries that people can go back and watch afterwards if they want to.
Awesome.
And because I just soak in more information if I'm watching something or if I'm listening to something.
And you can crochet while you're doing it.
No, I can't because I have to take notes.
Oh, well, that's true.
The struggle. Lord.
Well, what's the documentary?
So anyway, the last time that I did my mystery, I don't remember what it was about, but anyway, I said that I had found a documentary that, you know, that I wanted to do, and I almost changed my last mystery to the and this is the documentary.
Awesome.
Sweet.
But I'm not going to tell you the name of it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because it...
Yet.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if you can figure it out.
All right, we will try.
We'll see if you can figure it out. I think Josh might get it. But I'm not real sure whether
is it the BDSM one?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? It's all like, all in the news. I think it's on Netflix. They released this one, and I guess it's real dirty and real raunchy, and people are like, oh my God, this is so nasty. And I'm like, what did you expect? And if you don't like it, turn it off.
Right. I want to watch it. What is it called?
I've lived it. I don't need to watch it.
I don't know. I just heard about
it. I'll have to look for it.
Yeah, Google it.
Anyway, so some of this information that I'm going to give you to begin with is just kind of background information. We'll kind of get into the real nitty-gritty of it here in a few minutes. Okay. So Gerald Norman Springer was born in England in 1944.
Gerald?
Yes. It was.
What did you say, Josh? I mean, what did you say, Kim?
It's Gerald. Some people call it Gerald. Yeah.
No, I think it's Gerald. So they have like weird spellings for the way that we pronounce things.
It pronounced Gerald. And
the reason I know that.
My best friend's ex-husband, his name was Gerald, and it was spelled the same way.
English?
He's trash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But I learned that they used the letter G as we would for like the name Jeff, because there's a guy that works for Wendy, at least he did. And he spelled his name like J-E-E-F-Y or something like that.
You're like, F-Y. G-off?
I said, yeah. I mean, for a good year, I would always just call him G-off. And then one day, talked to Wendy in person or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that guy G-off, he's real nice. And she's like, who the hell is G-off?
You mean Jeff?
Yeah. And she's like, you mean Jeff? Oh, yeah. That's who I mean.
Anyway, I'm going to call him Gerald because I do know a Gerald that's spelled the same way. So his name is Gerald. I've
never heard of that.
You shush. Anyway, he grew up in New York. So he was born in England. He grew up in New York. He eventually went to Western University School of Law. He became a lawyer. After he became a lawyer in 1968, he ran and became a city council member for Cincinnati. Eventually, in 1977 and 78, he actually was the mayor of Cincinnati. I did not know this about this man. I know exactly. You know, I know this man very well, and I did not know that he did that.
Do you sleep with him?
No. No, I didn't.
Don't give her ideas,
so,
Josh.
After his political career was over, he decided that he wanted to be an anchor. So he became a news anchor in Cincinnati, and he actually won 10 regional Emmy Awards.
Oh, I know.
I knew you would. For being an anchor. Then in 1991, he decided that he wanted to do a talk show. So he moved to Chicago, and the Jerry Springer Show was born.
Dun, dun, dun.
As soon as you said mayor and talk, or, you know, TV show, I'm like, that's Jerry Springer.
Right.
I had no idea that he had done all that stuff before. I didn't know he was born in England.
I knew that. I didn't know he was born in England, but I did know that he was a mayor.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Mm. Did he marry Connie Chung?
Was that
Connie Chung? I don't know who.
Connie Chung. She was a famous news anchor. I think that's who he married. Connie Chung.
Was it? I thought it was somebody else that married her. I couldn't tell you. I don't remember.
I haven't seen the documentary.
So when the Jerry Springer Show started, it was did start as a daytime show. It started out, it was just okay, you know, not a whole lot of people watched it. Eventually, its ratings just kept getting further and further down just because they weren't any extraordinary thing, you know, they were just like any other talk show.
And that was a time when Oprah ran supreme.
She was the queen.
Yeah.
And that's what their hope was, to become as big or overtake Oprah. So when they're... ratings started going down. They moved them from a daytime show to a late night show. So they ended up being at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And so this guy, Richard Dominic, he took over the executive producer of the late night show when it was on late night. Now, his background is a little bit more interesting. He actually worked for the tabloid magazines. Ooh. Like if you're standing in the grocery store and you see the Enquirer, the Globe, Star, and he was the guy that would make up all those crazy headlines.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that'd
like,
be fun.
Oh, yeah, that would be a lot of fun. So he made up like Bat Child found in cave, you know, husband bad breath kills his wife.
Josh and I know someone that was on the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah, we went to high school with
her. Do you remember what the tagline was for that?
I don't, but I remember what it was. Escalated. So... she went on there because her boyfriend was going to tell her that he cheated on her with another woman that he met when he was going out. And he told her, and the other woman was there. Well, then that other woman came out to the boyfriend that she was transgender, and he did not know that.
In that documentary, I think that that's one of the clips that they show.
Mm. Well, in the end of it, he proposes to the girl we went to high school with, and she said yes. And then last time I heard of her, she was stealing craft supplies from Michael's because my best friend works there.
Oh, this,
so she's doing great.
This person is, as you were called, trash.
And she was one of those where I tried to befriend her, but she...
Hurry into Menards and save big money on your bathroom refresh. Max has a great selection of showers, tubs, and surrounds. Max's U-Towel shower kits combine luxury with practicality. They have a sleek design and make installation simple. Save big money on Max showers. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
I don't befriend people who just constantly make their situation worse with their own bad decisions, and that and the swamp
ass. It's toxic.
The swamp ass.
That's the first thing.
Because I sat in her chair, because, you know, it's high school, you switch classes.
Right.
I sat in one of her chairs, and I knew it was her, because when I'd go to sit in the next period, I'd be like, oh, there's a puddle. Bless her heart. Lord. Bless her heart.
So we know the type
that
the Jerry the Jerry Springer Show.
And so the headline that I remember the most growing up was, because Michael Jackson was real famous when I was a kid or in my teenage years. So that I remember seeing on, I think it was the Enquirer, they had a picture of him laying in this like glass coffin that had oxygen hooked up to it, and supposedly that's how he slept. He slept in this bed chamber type thing. So that's the one thing that I remember the most. So Richard, he started watching the numbers, and the crazier the headlines got, the more papers that he would sell. And I was not above it. I also bought some of those.
Oh, my God.
Kim. I can remember buying them when I was a teenager. I mean, I looked at it. Well, I looked at it as entertainment. I knew none of that crap was real. Right.
Some people do, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. I just thought they were funny. And
fake news before fake news.
I always liked reading the, you know, the front cover while I'm waiting in line at the cash register. They were always in Elvis, an alien, and walking among us.
Right. So, yeah. So, you know, the crazier the headlines got, the more they sold. So, Richard decided he wanted to transform the Springer Show into a tabloid magazine. He went, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to make it a little more
out there. Which is exactly what it was. There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wanted to make it to where if people were channel surfing and they come across something crazy, they're going to stop to see what it is. So, of course, once he changed it to doing that, it started gaining.
Climbing.
Yeah, it started climbing in the ranks. Well, eventually it did climb enough that they put it back on a daytime TV show.
I was never a fan. Our uncle would watch it often growing up. Too. And my relationship with him was like, if he liked anything, I purposely made sure I did not like it. But with Jerry Springer, it was easy because it was just so stupid. So,
well,
like, yeah, some of the make stuff better on there decisions. Was crazy. So
he also liked to watch like WWE or
F1. Well, I'd watch that. I didn't mind. I'm like, but, oh, look at them.
But men I feel like the straight men that like watching that those wrestling things, mm-hmm. that Jerry was
Jerry, the cops, yeah. wrestling. Yeah.
I went for many, many years where I would have nothing to do with it because it was so stupid. And then I got to a point where because it was so stupid, I thought it was funny and I did watch a little bit of it from time to time.
Yeah, the only episode I think I've watched in its entirety was the one that girl was on. Mm-hmm. Just because my friend was like, you got to see this.
And everyone's fighting. And yeah. It's a whole thing.
Even the spinoff, the Steve Wilco show. Mm-hmm. I can't stand him.
I have not seen like, it.
No, I did watch him quite a bit.
He did, I think, better work than Jerry in the terms of like he would try to help more people, but as it like just like with the Dr. Phil show started off decent, but as it's progressed it just
got I haven't watched Dr. Phil in a long time. He's lost his damn mind.
Yeah,
yeah, he's still alive.
My friend's mom watches it sometimes and it's like watching an infomercial anymore. Just in the few minutes I watched, he had a commercial on his, like, while he was recording for his book, his wife's book, his son's book.
Oh, my gosh.
No one wants the damn books. Mm-hmm. You're a plumber.
Well, he kind of went off the deep end, and so did Dr. Oz. Like, both of them were like...
lost their damn minds.
I'm like, what are they smoking?
Ketamine.
Probably.
Probably. Now, in 1998, I don't remember this happening either.
I got some balls
I was too young. I would not.
From the tea shop.
I would not have been able to watch.
I got some black balls, Joss, if you wanted to try one. Oh, no, it's Oreo. They're protein balls. Ugh. Go ahead, Kim.
So in 1998, scandal hit the Springer show.
Uh-oh.
Jerry was caught having a threesome with two girls that had been on the show. There was actually video and video and pictures of it that was released.
How old were they? They like, we ain't like talking crime.
No, okay. They were old and they were of age. You just never know
all these...
Yeah, no, old, they were
famous
like
famous people.
You I'm pretty sure candy.
I got me a little Valentine. I love them.
I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, they were hookers or something that had been on the show. Okay.
They gotta make a living too.
So, in May of 2000, there was a love triangle show.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
In the episode, Ralph Pants and his ex-wife Nancy and his current wife Eleanor went on the show.
And a cold wind gray Chicago morn, baby child.
I think I know this story.
You probably do.
Yeah.
And I forgot all about it. So Ralph and Nancy, they met on an AOL chat line. He originally lived in Germany and Nancy was in the U.S. Eventually, after a year of them talking, he immigrated to the U.S. Him and Nancy got married. And it wasn't too awful long after that, there was a domestic dispute. He shoved her down. She hit her head. Ugh. So she filed for divorce.
She fell into the doorknob. Yeah. Heard that before.
Yeah. So they were divorced in 1999. But after that, they still kind of lived together on and off for a while, basically just for someplace for him to stay. So he had a place to stay. You know, they just kind of done it off and on. So as time went on, he wasn't living with her at that time. The show contacted her and wanted to know if she wanted to come on the show. Supposedly, they told her that he had been taken back to Germany, and they were going to bring him back to the United States. They were going to go on the show, and they were going to get back together. That's what she thought was going
to
happen.
See, I don't like that they would lie to people to get them on there. I would just walk. I wouldn't even say anything. I'd just walk off. I wouldn't have said yes.
Well, another toxic thing that those shows did, and I know they were one of them, is that when they set up the storyline, if you show up there and you end up not going along with it or fighting if they want you to fight, you may not get your paid ticket back home.
Right.
See, yeah, that's part of the...
You gotta pay the hotel room and the plane.
And they always targeted people who just couldn't afford those type of things. And so, I mean...
Everybody always thought...
from the gutter.
Yeah, right. Everybody always thought that that stuff was really fake. The storylines were really true. And the way that they got them to act out and, you know, fight and that kind of stuff, because they knew that that's what the public wanted, they would... Producers and stuff would go into the dressing rooms of these people and, you know, hype them up to where, you know, when you sit and shake up a can of pop and open it up, what's it going to do? It's going to spew. So they would hype all of these people up and, you know, tell them that, oh, so-and-so called you this and so-and-so called, you know, to get them angry to that point. And then they'd shove them on stage and put them in front of a camera.
I will give credit to their makeup and hair department, because they make those people look like healthy, normal people. Like the girl we went to high school with, she was rough looking. And bless her heart. I could say that. So bless your heart. But they made her look like a polished turd.
They did.
Squeaky clean.
Yeah.
I've never seen her so clean.
Also, in the heyday of Jerry Springer, it was the number one show on TV.
Yeah.
It
they did surpass Oprah.
So, I mean, there were a lot of people who were entertained by it.
I loved Oprah. I was such a big... Oh.
Yeah. I loved Oprah. Yeah. You win a car and you win a car run.
People were so pissed at that when they had to pay taxes.
I know. I loved Oprah, and then I loved watching Ellen.
Yeah.
Even though the people who, I mean, there's the theory that she was not nice. But my theory is that I'm not always nice either.
I wouldn't be nice either if, you know.
No, this is my job.
I have anxiety. I'd be like, you did it all right.
Like, leave me alone. I'm not here to be friends with everybody.
If you screw this up again, I'm going to burn your house down.
Right. So the information about her being called by the show, that actually came from Nancy's son. She had a son from a previous marriage that she had lost that husband. Oh, so she was a widower. And then that's when she met him online. So Nancy, they went to Chicago a few days in advance. He got there and supposedly they stayed in the same hotel and they were doing a little, you know.
German men are good lovers.
Well, before he had left Nancy's the last time, he got married.
Oh, shit.
And didn't tell anybody. So he was already married to this other woman.
Are you cheating on his wife? Yeah,
Eleanor. That was her name, Eleanor.
That's a cute name.
So once they got to the, you know, Nancy still thought that they were going to get back together. You know, they had been together a couple nights. They were going to go on the show. She didn't know that Eleanor was going to be there.
Oh.
And she didn't know that they were married.
Oh, sucka now.
Yeah, so Eleanor started getting down her throat and was harassing her. And you could just see how uncomfortable that Nancy was.
It'd be humiliating. Right. That's why
I don't like
the prospect of humiliation for entertainment.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I just, it doesn't sit right with me. That's not. No.
But yeah, she was basically standing over Nancy just yelling, you know, he wants to be with me and you need to leave us alone and blah, blah, blah. You know how it is. God. So Nancy, she had enough of it and she got up and left. And they told her that if she didn't go back on stage after everything was over at the end of the show, that she wasn't going to get her plane ticket to go home. So she didn't do it. So she was stuck there. So somehow she ended up at the train station and somebody felt sorry for her and got, it was either a train or a bus. I can't remember exactly which one it was. But that's how she ended up getting back home.
Oh, wow.
Because somebody felt bad for her.
I would have knocked the piss out of them.
Right.
Our grandma would have came out of me. You going to give me a plane ticket? I'm going to fly your ass home.
Right. Or I'm going home with you.
Right.
Now, at some point after all of this happened, they ended up back together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Make better decisions, people.
So he ends up moving
white,
back in with
they?
Her.
They're
of
white.
Of course they are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's some white
Caucasity.
Mm-hmm. Right. So at some point, they ended up back together. He moved back in with her. And again, there was another domestic disturbance. This time,
she beat him up.
No, he kicked her. Oh, he kicked her out of the house. The house was supposed to have been hers. He kicked her out of the house, so she was living in her car.
I would have set it on fire.
He did assault her, and she did decide at that point she was going to press charges against him. So she went in July of 2000. They went to court over it. The court barred him from ever moving back in with her. Uh-huh. He was never allowed to move back in with her. He had a restraining order against him. He was not supposed to go anyways near her. This happened to be the same day that their episode was going to air.
Oh, Jesus.
Of course.
So after the court date, he went to a bar. He was sitting at the bar, drinking, and their episode came on. So he was sitting there getting drunk, watching his episode on the TV.
His drink is going to make it better.
Right.
Good decisions only come from that.
The more he drank, the more pissed he got.
Oh, I bet.
So what did he do? He went to Nancy's house and murdered her.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God.
What a twist. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting that.
Yep. He went in. He strangled her and stomped on her head.
Oh, my God.
And it was so bad that she was unrecognizable. Ugh. And she laid there for a couple days before somebody found her.
That is awful.
I'm not sure that they ever really said who it was that actually found her.
Bless her heart.
So, of course, they did suspect him at first of being the person that had done it.
No shit.
They did, after the investigation, they did find that there was, how many footprints was there? There was 18 bloody footprints that matched a pair of shoes that he had, and she also had DNA under her fingernails. So,
good, smart girl.
He did.
Smart.
Right.
Always so, scratch the piss out of him.
He did get tried for murder, and he was convicted of second-degree murder. And on May 2002, he was sentenced to life without parole.
If a man attacks me, I'm ripping off that epidermis.
Right. There was always a huge controversy about what the Springer show, how much they had to do with it. Did they have anything to do with it? You know, were they partially at fault for what happened?
I don't think so. I mean, it's... At the end of the day, we're all adults that make our own decisions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He decided, he already had a history of that type of behavior, and then he made the wrong decision to watch the episode while getting drunk.
Right.
He should have had the foresight to be like, this doesn't seem like a healthy thing to do.
Yeah, right. And in those situations, that's also like when bad things can happen. Like when people make choices that are hurting so many other people. Mm-hmm. It's likely to be the case. Now, I would think differently, and I would blame the Jerry Show if, for some reason, Josh and I were on there because I started sleeping with his boyfriend. And
you then, son of a...
I know. But then I started getting stalked by a viewer of Jerry Springer, and then they killed me. That would be different because that happened because of the show. If
being on the show led to your murder.
Those people were already doing trashy shit.
Yeah.
And I think that they could have had a little bit more of an argument, too, if it hadn't been 2.5 months after the show.
Yeah. And also, they were adults. They joined it. They signed off on it. They were okay with it. They decided to sleep together. It was all of their...
I mean, with that logic, you could blame AOL for...
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The platform they introduced each other.
So when
American Airlines flew me out there. Damn.
Right.
So when the judge did sentence him, he did address pretty much the Jerry Springer show and told him
what course. It ain't my fault. It's theirs.
So, of course, the show did continue to run afterwards, and they spent a lot of time, and they finally ended in 2018. And I think it was 2000.
And he was old.
Yeah, he was getting up there. And I think he passed in 22 of pancreatic cancer.
He's buried... Not far.
In Illinois. Like.
Yeah, that's right. In Illinois.
Yeah, he's buried in Illinois somewhere.
Is that something else or is it the same one?
No, I didn't. It was too loud to open
it. It felt like it reminds me of being in church.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
You brought candy and the pastor won't shut the hell up and sit down. And then after 3 hours, you're like, I need that candy. God is telling me I can have it.
And I got to open it without the church lady in front of me turning around and sneering at me.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
So we hide underneath the chairs.
So while I was watching this one, when I was trying to find it again last night, because I wanted to rewatch it so I could make notes, because I watched it once, but I didn't take any notes. And I'm like, oh, that is my next one. I already knew what next one I was going to do. I was
not expecting murder from
no.
him. Yeah.
Good gravy.
But, I wouldn't. I mean, there's just some people that they're just, they don't make the great life's decisions. And, bless their heart. We all have been there. We've not made great decisions.
Everybody makes, the wrong decision.
Yeah.
But don't keep
making all the time. Learn. Like, they are just loving that. They live in that lane.
I vaguely remember, that being in the headlines. And her family, they were really upset because every time, they would talk about it on on the news, it was Jerry Springer, you know, people on Jerry Springer. It didn't have anything to do with the guy's mom.
Yeah.
And so if he was not happy about
well,
it.
Well, ultimately, it wouldn't have made the news.
No,
it wouldn't. If they hadn't been on the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah, I believe that girl we knew that was on there. I think that the, like, studio, like, the whole him proposing to her, I think that was, like, their idea. Because the ring was a nice ring, a big ring.
Oh, yeah, they probably bought it.
He ain't got the money.
No.
They're stealing craft supplies.
Well, they were living in public housing at the time. And I remember when she was going to go on it, she had shared, like on Facebook or something, that she was going to go. And I remember a lot of her friends and like people we went to school with
were
trying to talk her out of it. They're like, hey, once it's filmed and it's out there, you can't return it. Mm. And eventually it came out that they, like the Jerry show, like gave them $500 or something if they would do it, and they would pay for them to fly out there, the hotel, and then for them to come back.
Which it's Chicago. A 3-hour, like, that's a one hour flight.
Right.
A 3-hour drive from here.
Right.
It takes longer to drive to Indianapolis
on a plane. The thing about O'Hare in Chicago is that it is such a big airport, and I feel like it takes me like a couple hours when I'm in Chicago if I fly out of O'Hare. Just to like go through everything, get to my, like, it's a couple hours.
I would rather drive.
That's how I am. I've only been to O'Hare once, but that was like in seventh grade when we went to Chicago for sixth grade for our sixth grade trip.
Speaking of O'Hare, you're just poking out.
No, I just picked my chinny chin chin the other day. I'm good. I don't have none.
I can hear it scratching the mic.
You're a jerk. So this week we're going to do Jakey's. Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
So I have Arkansas and California. These are laws that are on the books. I'll tell you what we're going to do in Must Have in a minute. So in Arkansas, a law prohibits that school teachers who bob their hair will not get a raise. You're not allowed to have a little bob haircut or that you won't get a raise.
You know how...
Joke's on them. They don't get a raise anyway because they're teachers in America.
Right. But you don't notice how, like, men put in laws and rules for women?
About women's bodies
and
how they should look?
Because I guarantee you there's not, like, a rule for men teachers.
Right.
Oh, probably not.
Men can't have stupid mutton chop sideburns.
Right. But I bet they won't get in trouble if their hair is cut too short. Right. You know?
They're also not allowed to keep an alligator in a bathtub.
Well,
yeah. Women?
Anyway.
No. I'm just kidding.
You're ridiculous.
No, that's a dumbass man thing. I could see that.
Somebody keeping an elevator.
Like a baby one.
Oh.
Like, oh, yeah.
People are dumb.
What's the name of that movie where.
Lake Placid?
Yes.
Betty White kills her husband.
Yep.
If I had a dick, this is where I'd tell you to suck it.
That was a good movie. In Arkansas, it is illegal to buy or sell blue light bulbs.
Little Rock.
Because of cops?
I'm assuming.
Cherries and berries.
Oh, probably.
I mean, there's no cherries down there. It's all blue.
Well, like, I know.
I'm pretty sure, like, we're one of the only ones that uses red and blue.
We're not allowed to, like, use, like, cop colors on our, like, if you deck out your car, like, those underlights and stuff, you're not allowed to use, like, cop colors.
Yeah.
Which I never understood that. I'm like, well, who gives a shit if the outside's lit up? You're inside of it.
Right.
All right, we're going to do California. Some of these are pretty good. In Baldwin Park, nobody is allowed to ride a bicycle in a swimming pool.
Oh. Yeah. I could see that. I could see why that they have.
I would think it'd be kind of hard to keep it up.
I'm having a feeling drugs were a part of that law coming into place.
Fun fact, because you said bicycles, it reminded me that my boxers are bicycles.
Your what?
The boxers I'm wearing have bicycles all over
them. Oh.
They were
I did
so
not cool. understand.
I thought they were.
I was like, they turned field. Into bicycles?
Oh,
how I know.
The,
I know.
I'm where like, do your balls go?
What are you
go?
Talking about?
Well, this isn't an ad, but I have to give you guys a little life tip that I have learned just real quick. So these bicycle boxers that I'm wearing, they are MeUndies. And
I've heard a lot of good things about them.
Yeah, seen ads. And like they're not paying us anything. I'd love if they would pay us. However, they are some of the most comfortable underwear I've ever owned. So I bought some because, like, when I bought them, they were like, they had this huge sale. Kim, that's some of the stuff I sent you to your house.
Anytime I've taken them off of a man, they always felt real soft.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah. They're very nice. Probably leave his package real nice and neat.
Smooth.
But it's really nice. This is their bicycles. But go ahead, Kim. I had an ADHD moment. It made me think
no
of my boxers.
Kidding.
Boxers. So masculine. In Blythe. And straight.
Yeah, like I'll wear those boxers.
I got bikinis.
His teeny bikini.
In Blythe. I'm just waiting for y'all to stop.
Well, that's never going to happen.
Probably not. In Blythe, you are not permitted to wear cowboy boots unless you already own at least 2 cows.
They're tired of it. Not a real cowboy.
Because, I mean, these cowboys, these men are either wearing boots or hey dudes.
I love
that's it. In between.
I love a man in boots, but if I see a man in hey dudes, I am dried up quicker than the Sahara. The ugliest shoes. And
they're very comfortable.
It's always the same type of man that I've seen that, like, oh, the type that goes and puts his golf polo on and goes to the course on Saturday while the wife's taking care of the kids.
Well, my son-in-law, he wears them all the time.
Well, he's very masculine, army, you know, or whatever branch of service he's in.
He was Navy.
They're seeing them on TikTok. That's where these kids are getting them.
Mm-hmm, probably. So
they look like they're made out of cardboard, too.
So our grandma got roped up into a Facebook scam, and she bought, like, a bunch of people these shoes. She bought you some, didn't she?
Not those. No, they were for women.
Oh, okay.
They didn't go to my size.
Then it must have been for her daughters, so like our aunts.
She got them all shoes for Christmas.
Yeah. She had them in the mail. They looked like they were made in a sweatshop in China.
I was going to say, did they melt just as soon as they hit water?
And hot glue.
I mean, they looked like clown shoes because they just were not... It's like someone was playing crafts.
Yeah.
Okay.
They decided just to use some hot glue. And
the Dollar Tree mail it. Shoes.
I mean, they were so ugly and absolutely ridiculous.
They were a lot
She was so mad, too. Oh, she was so mad.
Women may not wear high heels in the city limits.
Men can't.
Right. No. We call those hookers, Kim.
Hookers. That's ridiculous. They don't want women to work. That's why.
That's
Again,
right.
A man came up with that law.
High heels were invented for men.
I don't know that it would have been a man because men like women in high heels.
No, hold on a second. Because there is a big disconnect when it comes to these conservative men who make laws, but then they'll make laws against gay porn, but then they are the number one consumer of gay porn behind closed doors. So there is this disconnect of these people who we know like things, but then their outward persona.
That's one of the things different. I like about Grindr is it tracks your location. And when the Republican National Convention was going on, I forget, Georgia, somewhere down south, wherever it happened last year, there were so many people at the convention center because it tracks your location to feet. Like they're very aware of exactly where you're at. So many were on it there that it crashed all of Grindr, even up here in Indiana. Like, my dick getting was off-put by it because it was like, I can't see what it looks like. Sorry, can't.
Is that why you're a Republican now, Josh?
No, they don't like, they don't screw their own kind. They marry
I got you.
Community leaders have passed an ordinance that makes it illegal for anyone to try and stop a child from playfully jumping over puddles of water.
Well, they should, monsters. I know. Let the babies jump. I used to love jumping in a puddle.
In Hollywood.
Oh, God. Don't throw your cigarettes out. That's
it is illegal to drive more than 2,000 sheep down Hollywood Boulevard at one time.
But 1,999, that's fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. You want to count them, officer?
Right.
In California, it's illegal to have caller ID, which is really weird to me.
It's probably it's probably a tracking thing because I know that there are rules and regulations for each state on you being able to record conversations. Mm-hmm. And so I'm guessing that might be why they would have
had 69.
Yeah.
In California, it's against regulation to let phones ring more than 9 times in a state office.
I mean, if they have a voicemail, then it's not going to.
Just unplug it and it won't ring at all.
Right.
And I know this one's broken all of the time. It's illegal to cry on the witness stand.
That's a hard rule.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there's a tear. Lock her up.
But you know, they also have, like, I can see, I mean, I understand that because, like, if you're a family member of a victim, like, even if your family member was murdered, when the family attends the court sessions, they are told clearly that they cannot express emotion or they will be kicked out. Right. So when you're behind the stand testifying against something, you're supposed to allow the, you know, the jury to take your words and not necessarily your overactions and your emotions. So maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, they create some interesting rules.
In Lodi, it's illegal to own or sell silly string.
Is that in California?
Yeah, someplace
L-O-D-I?
Yeah.
Lodi.
Okay,
whatever. Kim, I did a whole effing series called The Maps in Lodi.
Oh, was that in Lodi?
Lodi. Okay. That's the place that's the place that Wendy and I got that little Airbnb and we showed up and they hadn't, like, cleaned the bed. I know. And then, so Lodi is known as, like, so they have a bunch of wine.
Yeah, vineyards.
Vineyards. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that real nice vineyard that Wendy took me up to, that's called the city that has, like, a bunch of fancy wine. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Oh, I'm going to go up to, you know what I'm talking about?
It's escaped me. I know what you're talking about, but San Fernando Valley?
No. Martha's Vineyard is the one that's but that's on the other coast, isn't it?
I can't think of what it's called. But anyway, so there's that real fancy one that's further north that I'll think of the name eventually. And Lodi is seen as their competitor, but it's like comparing a real fancy store to the Dollar Tree. Mm. You know, it's not it. And so the owner of the Airbnb also, they must have operated some type of winery. And so Wendy is very particular. You know, when you got some money, you can be particular.
Right.
So she likes going up to the fancier vineyard up north. And the Airbnb host was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going to drop off some Lodi wine. And she's like, please don't. That's okay. Well, then she shows up.
Save your money.
Yeah. Mm. Well, something about Wendy is, she's not going to lie. She just, and even if
she's
if it may,
tell you, yeah,
I love about she's tell you the way people. It
is. Yeah,
they're very straightforward. Yeah, and I love it.
And like I feel like we're just like taught by our Southern grandma that you just have to like bend the truth a little bit, and you know, just take the wine, throw it in the trash
a little bit, you dump it on them.
Yeah, see,
well,
that's what I.
Well, the lady shows up and she's like, "Hey, here's some of this Lodi wine from my vineyard."
Oh, no, thank you.
And Wendy's like, oh, no, you shouldn't have. I'm not going to drink it. She's like, oh, you don't like wine? No, I like good wine. I like good wine from up north. And so I was like, meanwhile, I'm freaked out on the couch. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's doing this to me. You know, like, I'll drink it. I'll drink
it. Altercation.
I don't like wine, but I'll drink it right now.
It's probably dry. Whole thing.
Oh.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Did you know that it was illegal to set a mousetrap without a hunting license?
Oh, my God. Anywhere?
In California.
Oh, that's crazy. Yep.
And the last one is women may not drive in a house coat.
Well, another law for specifically women. How?
Got tired of them going to get milk in their robes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have anything else on the mystery for Unmasked. But we are going to do Colorado.
Napa Valley. That's where I'm thinking.
So I have laws for Colorado. And then we're going to have a little bit of a twist on stupid criminals.
Oh, good.
I have about 10 little things.
All I could think of was Hidden Valley. And I was like, no, that's the ranch.
That's the ranch.
That's the ranch dressing.
Now,
the ranch.
I want to remind everybody, maybe people don't even know yet. Well, I know one does because we know that one of our listeners is coming to see us. But CrimeCon is going to be September 5th through the 7th in Denver this year. So y'all got plenty of time to save those pennies and come out and see us. Because we will be there. And can then make sure you also come and join our Patreon. Once we get 15 new members, Shane's going to give us a mystery and Josh is going to
Dresser and Drag.
Yeah, that. And right now we're at 8.
Awesome.
I looked last time. And don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias. Come and visit us at itsmysteryinc.com. I know you would yell at me if I didn't correct that. You'll find all of our episodes there, photos, that kind of stuff. Merch. We got all kinds of merch on there. Josh's little dicks and necklaces and t-shirts and cups and
this and that.
All kinds of goody stuff. And we're probably going to have some eventually, just as soon as we get them, have some new pictures to put on there.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody will have to come and see that.
I'll update the whole website with our new photo shoots.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to see them.
I know. And then if you are a Patreon, Kim did a little boudoir photo shoot, and you're going to get a little sneak peek of her little sneaker peeker.
A little stringy jingy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you all drug me for this? Because I don't remember doing it.
I mean, possibly. You might have put it out of your mind, Kim.
You fell and tripped accidentally did it.
Right. Tripped into it. Yeah, that's exactly.
They're going to see what your catfish look like. Them little whiskers.
Awful. Horrible people. You Kim, are horrible people.
I do have a question to ask you. If you accidentally cut your coochie lips in the shower, is that called a catnip?
Oh my God.
I can't tell you one thing. It hurts like a mother.
All right, guys. We'll see you on Unmasked.
Bye.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new Ideal Garage Door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free Garage Door Designer. Save big on Ideal Garage Doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.